Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Cure to Read Room. You've got your Omi live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another segment in the Cure to Read Room. And thank you so very much for joining us. And to our old friends, I say Habari Ghani. And to our new friends, I say what's up. Now, our chat rooms will be open this evening, so come in and join us. And we are still working with the topic of women in business for themselves. Today we're going to be talking about the recording industry for women on a part two segment with Mrs. Hakima. Now, Mrs. Hakima might still be detained, and in the event that she cannot break away and be a part of this segment, we'll bring her back again. We were on the lines earlier trying to get a hold of her, so we were not as successful as we'd like to have been. However, we've got enough to talk about in the music industry to go right ahead on with our topic, which is what we plan to do. Now, yesterday I was out on sabbatical, as you know. Now, there's only so much talking you can do about women. So I'm putting another show together, working very hard to bring you a team of people to talk about the media industry and about playwrights and their ability to put together an actual cast of entertainers. So I've been busy working on that show. And as I told you, we are bringing forth a focusing in on books, playwrights, poetry, as well as spoken word. And the month of April will be all spoken word and poetry. So you definitely want to get in on that. And we also are going to be bringing our new book club in, one for females and one for males. So we've been working on that, too, because we want to get that ready for the month of April. Now, I've also told you that we're going to focus very, very heavily on looking at cooperative economics and looking at our consumer rights. As you know, we talked a little bit about having our own street law program with Pro Se and online with our new website, if you want to go to that, and that's www.luxor institute for family education.weebly.com. Now, on that website, you will find a wealth of information for educators. We are really focusing in on trying to get this room as literate as possible. So please help us and join us in that struggle and that effort to make our room more literate. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're patronizing your community. I hope you're buying from your own kind and putting that money where it circulates the best. So why don't you join me in doing that? Stay tuned for station identification, and we'll be right back at 2 in the atmosphere. So join us for our libation, and we'll meet you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned.
Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Welcome back to the Care to Read Room, and we'd like to thank you so very much for joining us in our traditional ritual and celebration of Women's History Month. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are rising in many different places, and I would encourage you to continue to go out and support where women are rising. This film will be shown throughout the country, all over the diaspora, and if you haven't featured a movie in your general community, you ought to do so. Now, there will be another movie featured here in the state of Indiana. For those of you who are from the Midwest, you might want to go out and patronize that movie. That movie is a story of 10 different women from all over the country who are talking about their personal stories and how they had to triumph over fighting to get the right to go to school. And quite a large number of them are going through the child marriage struggle where they are being given and selected the man in their life, and they are actually going through litigation and fighting for that. So you definitely want to go out and support that. And because this is Women's History Month, we will be talking to many women from various different walks of life, and women of the cloth, as well as women in entrepreneurship and women who are in the industry of working in the music industry. So today we'll be talking about the industry of recording and music. And Mrs. Hakima's now here now. She might still come in. I'm not sure. We changed the time, so we had to get that information to her. I hope she did get that information in time to be able to join us. If not, we will bring her on board a little bit later. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you stand to your feet as you join us in our ritual as we give homage to God, who is our higher self. As we stand with our hands faced up as if we're about to receive, we like to pour libation to Oladulomare, who is the God of this earth, and we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, and my mother's spirit is Yah Menyeh. And as I pour libation to my mother's spirit, I call my mother's spirit forth, and I ask my mother to be guided with the light of a candle that I'm lighting for her as well. And I say, Ashe. And that is also a representation of my mother, Clara Jenkins. And I say, Ashe, to my father's spirit, who is the man in white, who is the father of all the Orishas, and his name is Obatala, who represents Robert Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father who is coming down the middle passage, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I like to call on the names of my loved ones, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Esalie Pope, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. I call on Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Nisha Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. I like to call on Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. I like to call on Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Clifford Bracken, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. I call these ancestors in one accord that they may come and they may reconnect with the greater family and that they may be counted and present for as we call them to stand on their shoulders, to climb over, to look behind our back as the Sankofa looked over his shoulder to see where he came from. We know that we came through the middle passage and we call those ancestors unbeknown to us names who we do not know and do not know their faces, but we call their energy back to this greater circle that we might commune with them on this day and have access to their melanin, their frequency, and their vibration. Father God, as we stand before you, allow us to call on our ancestors such as Sheikh Ez Diop, calling on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We call on Marcus Garvey. And we call on Carter G. Woodson, and we call on Marcus Garvey. We also call on Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King, and we call on Madam C.J. Walker, Dr. Carruthers, Dr. John Henry Clark. We ask them to be present today as we pick up the strength to go on, to press forward for another day for Women's History Month as we talk about those women who have risen above all accounting and who have gone the distance and carried the family. We like to acknowledge them today and we say, so be it, so let it be done. And if you have loved ones that you would like to call their names, go right ahead. And as we meditate on God's goodness, that we might make purposely and constant contact with God on a daily basis, that we might get to know the mind of God. And as we make contact with Him, we might not only get to know the mind of God, that we might permeate on those things that we want to draw to our life. And whenever we think on God, we can call those things into our life. And we call righteousness into our life. We call harmonious into our life. And we call abundance into our life. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So as we think on those things, then all things, if all things, if we seek the kingdom, all things might be added if we seek the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to say for the record that most of us were Christian long before we became conscious of African-centristic lifestyle. We were Christians. That's all we knew. So we know the Bible, and we know scriptures. It's okay to quote scriptures and call out the name of Jesus. It's okay, but you must know the proper place to place Jesus as a prophet in his proper place. And you must know the real name of your prophet, O Romola, and you must know the real name of God, O Batala, excuse me, O Yamenja. And you must know these things because it's important that we understand that if the image of God looks like us, it is easy for us to embrace that God. But we must also understand that if we learn our culture and our history, we learn information about our tribal people and the understanding that we were part of an African race. Now, let me go on to talk about our subject today. We're going to have our chat rooms open for those of you who want to chat on this topic. We invite you in to do so. And as we invite you in to do so, we invite you in to take a look at what is happening in the Curator Read Room today. Now, if you'd like to come in the chat rooms and you'd like to chat about it and you'd like to put up notes, that's fine. But we're going to give that number out, 646-478-0270. We'd like for you to call in. Now, there's little G's out there that are always petitioning me to come in and sit in their room, and I try to take them up on it, but I like to see you guys in here sometime. I know you listen to my shows on demand, and that's good and everything, but I'd like for you to come in and pose your question. Now, our chat rooms are open for those of you who would like to go out and fraternize. Please do so. Topic of discussion today is talking about recording artists in the industry of music. Now, from my perspective as a gospel singer, which I've had a career with, I like to talk about the gospel arena today. We talk so much about the secular segment and the neo-soul and possibly the hip-hop, but not too much about the gospel. One thing I like to say is that the gospel was created primarily for a ministry. And for those who are singing in the gospel arena, you definitely have to know scriptures, and you can't very well bring about a message without having scriptures in your heart that you've hidden in your heart. Because when you begin to sing, your voice must have the ability to heal and to be able to root out, pull down, and tear down those things that beset us up against God. So if we learn the scriptures and learn the understanding of righteousness and right action, then when we sing, it penetrates and comes through the vocals and through the lyrics, and we really, really are able to be a physician and heal with our voice. Now, in the industry of gospel, which has been around a long time, I found that it was very, very perfected to a degree of being organized, an organized ministry of health, where people have actually learned to create it out of their business. And those who are very, very clever, they have taken their home, created studios in their home, and that they've been able to work from their home and work feverishly and putting out many, many excellent sources of music as their life source so that they can work around the clock. I don't know about you, but it is my intention, at least it was, to come out of the classroom and to be able to create my studio in my home and work around the clock. And therefore, whenever you have an inspiration to write something down, you can. And for those poets out there, next month, we're going to be doing our Poetry Slam and Spoken Word Artists. There are a couple of opportunities for spoken word artists and for those people who are doing voiceover. And voiceover and spoken word and poetry, they all fall together. They're right together, back to back. And it actually allows for you to do a lot of things with emceeing, not only emceeing, being a part of your own studio and record label. Most of those artists who choose to do that, they can cut the middleman out, and they can pretty much manage the financial part of it without the middleman in there. But I found that it to be very, very necessary to have some type of manager to actually market for you and to also schedule appointments for you and to also be your road manager. We had a road manager when we went out on the road. They managed everything from our wardrobe to our hairstyles to our makeup artists to the food that we were going to eat and the actor party in which we were going to be signing autographs. So we were pretty much all geared up and directed. So many of these artists, we think they are all managed and directed, but they're not. Some of them are doing everything on their own, and it gets awfully tiresome when you're trying to do everything on your own. Now, for those of you who are thinking about getting a record label or anticipating having a record label, it's not as easy as you think it is. There's a lot of work that goes with this category, talking about being in the music industry. And as Hakima told us last week, a week before last, that there is a lot of controversial issues that one has to go through. And when working in this profession, you will find that it can become very dog-eat-dog, and you have to maintain your ethics and at all times understand that in the industry you have to guard against those who are leaving a trail of cutthroat activity behind. Because in the profession of the music industry, it is what you make it. And some people get out because they cannot handle the pressure or the strife. Some people just walk away from a career who have beautiful, outstanding voices but cannot stand the rat race. And that's why it's very important that we talk about ethics in this business, because once you understand that ethics is of utmost that you should have within a business like this, because it's going to carry you a long way. And one of the other things I like to say is that just having a record label doesn't mean anything. You've got to go out and manage people's lives, and you've got to pay them. Sometimes you've got to pay them up front and royalties, and that can be very difficult to do if the record is not making any money. Now, you must realize that this is all technical. And it is all political, too. Those people that you see performing and their records are at the top, it's not necessarily that they're so good. It might be a prior arrangement because of filthy lucre. And those who have the gold are the ones that rule. Let's face it, if we've heard some songs on the radio over and over again that are just not that hot, but they're making it, because they paved their way into society to move up the ladder. Now, music has gone a completely different direction. We got so much chaotic music out there that we couldn't, you don't even have to call it music. You can't even call it music at all, for that matter, because it's chaotic. So we got to do a better job of changing the direction of our record labels and our music and the way that we're presenting ourselves. It's got to be conscious music. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire talked about, bringing a message. It's got to have message. And there were many people that were putting music out there that had a message that was telling us something, telling us about the time, giving us the pulse of the people, being able to erect a standard. Because, see, when a standard is erected, the people will run under a standard. But where there's no standard, people will perish. And that's why we see so many people perishing today. There's no standard that has been lifted up. Any and everything goes. That has to stop. We've got to set a precedence for this genre, and we've got to set a precedence for that is music, that is relating, giving us information, and that is not. We've got to dismiss it and truly say, I'm sorry, you need to go back into the studio and to perfect it. Because with the chaotic nonsense, we have driven a lot of young people into disparity, into the sea of disparity. So we've got to understand that music was meant to be a healer. And there are some artists that do nothing but play music for music therapy to heal. But some of the music, I would dare not say that it could be representing the musicology and therapeutic healing that it was intended to do. Now, if you were not knowledgeable in Music 101, you probably wouldn't know this. But as they talked about the octave levels of music, there are about 12 octave levels of music. and where African Americans can hear every one of those levels. Many other denominations or races of people cannot hear that 12th level of octave music. That means we have an ear for music. Everyone knows it, and they speak of it quite frequently. But if we've got this advantage, shouldn't we be the ones out front producing a caliber of music that is accustomed to listening to, rather than corrupting and making our music chaotic and destroying ourselves at the same time? So I want to say to those music recording authors who are selecting people to be under their label, be very selective about who you bring in under your label. Make sure you're sending a message out. And if those young people are not ready yet, don't hesitate to tell them that they need to perfect their art and their craft. Don't hesitate to tell them that there are some inadequacies when you're critiquing their work, because it's very important to let them know that. A lot of people don't have a raw voice anymore. They can't sing a cappella. They can't sing without some extra music backing them up. But when I came up, we always had to be prepared to sing a cappella at any given time. Yes, your voice may be a little rusty when someone catches you off guard, but by and large, if you could hear a note, you could keep the beat and keep the tone. But I'm hearing so many people that don't even have an ear for music that are singing and that are out there and we're paying money for it, and this is their profession. When something becomes your profession, you put your heart in it. You master it. And I have seen so many unskillful so-called masters that are in the profession, and that is why our system and our world is coming down around us, because of the music that's being introduced into the atmosphere. The atmospheric pressure is very, very delicate, and we must be very conscious of what we produce and put into the atmosphere. And as we look at this new age of music, this is the coming of the age of Aquarius. There are going to be things that will be supernatural. There are going to be things in the air that will be transparent and that has the capability of lifting a person out of the state that they're in. But the music is going to have to change. There's going to have to be more love on the universe, so there'll be more love songs. And the love songs will change the element of the atmosphere. Now, in talking about record labels, I'm not one. So I am not the one to do a justice of giving you information that I don't have. I've never been a record label or had a desire to be a manager of a record label. It's just enough to be at the rehearsals and be able to show up when you have to perform on stage. Now, let me tell you about what I do know. I do know about traveling and going on the road. I do know that you have to make a commitment to people that you're going to be traveling with. You have to make a commitment to be a family, because sometimes you have to be so close-knit that you're sleeping up under one another, and you are in the same dressing room with one another. So you have to learn to get along with these different personalities, and you have to learn to be able to fill in when someone's not capable of singing their part. So you learn alto, you learn soprano, you learn tenor, you learn many different parts in order to make a united front. And most of those groups were able to do that. They stayed together a long time. Now, the group I was in, called the Jackson Singers, over in Europe, that group transitioned from glory to glory. Whenever someone went back to the state, they recruited for another person to take their place, which is not a bad idea. But as long as you stayed there in that group, you were given royalties for the rest of your life. The management was superb. I was quite well managed by a group of men who were excellent managers. And that's another thing. You must go after good management skills. You must understand that music is not a game. It is a profession, and it must be held up in that highest esteem. And just to let you know, we will be bringing some more artists in here, and we will be featuring their music and giving them that extra boost they need to get their work out there. And if you have music and you would like your music played and it is your personal music, then we could get clearance to play it, then that's fine. Give me a call, email me, let me know you want to be on the show to talk about your music or even be debuted in my room. I am an advocate person about getting behind those new novices and giving them a break from music. I was one that was given a break. I was very fortunate when I walked right into a contract and the doors were open for me and I was given favor. So I must return that favor to somebody else. I know that after one hand washes the other, you must remember to give back. And that's what this is all about in the music industry, taking care of the family. It becomes a family effort. It cannot be anything else other than a family. And if you see it's something more than that and you start breaking down the union of the group, the tribe, then you will not have a group any longer. You will end up going solo. Now, on that note, I want to tell you that I'm going to go solo, that I am going to talk a little bit about women in the profession. And it happens that women have to listen to men who are excited about the appearance and aesthetic, and sometimes they go on and on about how beautiful a woman is, but they forget that they're supposed to be examining and critiquing her voice. And they look over the idiosyncrasies that might be in her voice, and they don't work on perfecting her voice with voice lessons. Yes, we need to take voice lessons. I had to take some voice lessons, and it's very important to continue to take voice lessons to keep your range. It's very important, if this is your profession, that you must dust off those piano players and learn the scales and be able to sing the notes and be able to go in and let someone give you lessons. Tutorials that you could purchase that are already set up where you can learn how to give yourself voice lessons or take them and pay some money and get that skill you need. But it's very, very crucial that we understand that this is a profession and women are rising in this profession and they are coming in management roles. But as they come in management roles, women, remember to continue to be women and not men, and always remember that you do not have to sell yourself cheap in order to manifest a profession in the industry, because once you have a gift and come in and you do your job and you do it professionally, you can be respected for that and you don't have to miss out on anything else. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say to you that we'll be meeting you again this week, so why don't you come and join us in the atmosphere, and we will see you on tomorrow. And we'd like to say thank you so much for being with us, and please do join us again.
I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should?
Come.
doctors and they plan. Me need money to have the plan expand. The bank say no when I ask for help. Where are my brothers who got all their wealth? They say God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Thank you.